So we have Simon Kuf Pei. So Kuf Pei is the Simon of tattooing and halacha. It really revolves almost entirely around one sugya towards the end of Seches Makos. Actually, when I tried out for the TA position, that's what they were learning Makos that year, so we asked me to prepare that Gemara. That was the tattooing Gemara. It's not very long. It's really just a Mishnah and a couple of Gemaras to make a comment after. There's still a little bit of a conflict in there. So the tour comments, so just read the tour quickly. Kasuvas Kaka Michoke Hagayim Hu. So writing these tattooing is a chukas hagayim, is the ways of the gayim, right? V'hushakosev al besoro besritas u'mali makom hasrita v'chol. So what you're doing is you scratch a space and then you fill that space with ink. Well, kachol is with dust, odaya, or with ink, or shart sivon, or anything, or other types of dye, haroshman, that leave harosha, leave a sign.
Kachol might be a blue dye or something.
Malakom hasrita kachol odaya. Okay, a blue.
Maybe some kind of color.
Okay, a specific thing is a specific one. Okay, v'sharetzi v'onu haroshmin u'v'chol makom she'yase kein al v'saru chayiv. In every place you do it, you're going to be chayiv. V'chol mashag gikasev afilu einu kosev shem avodah zara. Anything, you're going to be chayiv, even if you don't actually write something that is avodah zara. By the way, that's still the way tattooing is done today. I went to the Wikipedia article. I'm all good. I know the tattooing thing. There's a video there of how they do it. It's done individual pins. These pins go in very quickly, and that's how these pins go into the skin and drop the dye into the skin. That's why it stays there permanently. So it's still going strong.
Oh yeah. Big.
It's still it's huge.
So
okay. No, it's yes. Very good people. I mean, when I was in graduate school there was like a break in class, it was like a 3-hour break in classes. So I had the same member when I was in this counseling graduate school, it was pretty much 80% female and me. So I had to be in classes. One of them said to me, "So, hey Yoni, we're going to the tattoo parlor. You want to come?" Like, no thanks. I'll have my, matzah and cream cheese on the side. I'm not going to go there. But it's really a culture about doing that. Just look at the NBA. I mean, it's unusual for a player not to have tattoos in the NBA. Anyways, so says the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef comments here. So perish hu shorish al basaru umamali makom hasrita kachol odayo oshar tzivonim haroshim. That he fills that scratch with some type of dye. Umashe kastuv shechai v'chol mashi kastuv afilu einu kosev shem v'odazor. So what is that referring to? So that's the Gemara in Makos, what it discusses. The Rabbi Shimon einu chayiv ashi yichtov shem v'odazor. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayiv if you do avodah zara. If there's something having to do with avodah zara, perish Rashi. So Rabbi Shimon nami aser lichasuv shum ksiva ba'olam. So Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's still prohibited to write anything. El dechiv malchus leika, but there's no chiv malchus. Umashmat the Rabbanon chiv malchus nami ika. According to the Rabbanon, so we would assume. According to the Rabbanan, it sounds like there's going to be makos even if you don't do anything of avodah zara. Now that's Rashi Shita. Not everybody necessarily agrees with that. It could be that according to that, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds your pater if there's no avodah zara involved. And we pass on like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon. Well, generally we do, but maybe here might be an exception to the rule. So v'chasav Rabbeinu Yerucham sheish poskin delo k'Rabbi Shimon v'yish poskin k'mosu. There are poskin that pass on like him. V'chasav delifso delo k'vasei. And he writes that we should pass him not like him near Iker. That seems to be the din. V'chein near medivrei haRambam besof hilchos avodah zara. That seems to be the way that the Rambam paskins as well. Why would you have a havamina of passing the Rabbi Shimon against the Chachamim? Because the Gemara has a shaka v'tari about Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion with Rabbi Shimon. So that's one of the klali hapsak. If the Gemara focuses on one of the shitos and has a discussion about it, so that often indicates that might be the psak of the Gemara. The question is, how does that? What if that goes against other klali hapsak? Right. So here we pass like the Chachamim, despite the fact that there is a little bit of discussion regarding Rabbi Shimon's shita.
So it's always awesome.
Probably, yes. Yes, that's what it seems, yeah.
Looks like Rabbi Shimon is still not permitted, it's just not.
Well, that's what Rashi says that it's not permitted on Doraisa level. As might say, maybe Rabbi Shimon is a Durabunan problem even without. But, yeah.
With Rabbi Shimon, you can do it.
I mean, it doesn't say otherwise in the Gemara. It doesn't say clearly otherwise. But Rashi did. Rashi felt that Rabbi Shimon would certainly say that even non-Avodah Zarah tattooing would be a problem, just no makos. Now, why would you make that distinction? That's an odd distinction to make. I don't think there's really an indication of that in the Gemara. So you got to work on Rashi to understand that.
And if it's no wording whatsoever.
Yes.
So it's only a...
Right, so that is a Machlo Piski Shuva discusses that, we'll get there. Okay. So so comes the Beis. What does he comment on in Beis here? Vim Osa Kane Alvaster Khaveira Osa Shanasa Lopatra Elim Kane Sayyab Bedavar. That if you have one person tattooing another person, so the tattooer is the chayiv and the tattooee is sounds like his pater, unless he is misayeya. What does it mean that he's misayeya? Somehow he assists. Now the sugi of misayeya is a larger one, which is more relevant really to the next simon having to do with cutting hair. That's also a big siyua issue. I think that's really the center of the Gemara discussion. So we'll hold off discussion about misayeya until then, and maybe until we learn Hilchos Nida as well, and Hilchos Shabbos, that's where this stuff comes up. Okay, then Gimel. And this is explicit in the Gemara. Well, the Gemara has a machlokas about this as well. It says, "Mutter litain afar kira al gabi makaso." It is permitted to put ash on the maka. The einbo mishum ksuvas kaka, and then you don't have to worry about ksuvas kaka. So that seems to be that this was the practice.
I'm not sure I'm following that.
Gimel's
kaka,
the writing of a tattoo. So what's going on here? So apparently the practice used to be that if someone had a wound, they would cover it up with dust. That was what people did, apparently. Rabbi Reis this year, he said people used to do this until recently. They were still doing this. They would put dust there.
It could be ashes.
They would put ashes there. Right. Then they found out that apparently that causes cancer. This is what he said. No, makaso, no, afar kira is, kira is a kira, like an oven, stove oven. So the ashes of the oven, they would put on the maka, on the wound, and you don't have to worry about, and there wouldn't be a problem with ksuvas kaka. Now,
talking about not necessarily a tattoo wound, but just general.
No, a wound. Right? That's the issue. That's the reason that it's mutter, because you didn't make the wound. The wound is already there. So you're just putting in the ashes. So then that's going to, that'll be
so
okay.
So it's going to make some kind of
it could
stain.
It could stay there. Right? It could be a permanent
on the skin
spot. Okay. Right. So comes the Beis Yosef and points out, yeah, that's a plutta d'amoraim, a parak basra d'makos. That's a machlokas amoraim. There's about four different shitas is what you're allowed to do. Upasak Ravashi, and we're pasking like Ravashi, or the Torah pasking like Ravashi, the basrahu. The amar makom makasam ulchiyachalav. I assume he means by basra that he is the latest, meaning we pask in halachak basrahi by amoraim. Ravashi also happens to be the last shita given in the Gemara, so maybe that's what he's referring to, but I assume he's referring to halachak. And Tosfos and the Rush write as well. Now, how Tosfos in Gittin wrote differently. What was that? So Tosfos in Gittin makes a that's why I said 90% of this discussion is in the Gemara Makos. There's a little bit of Masechus Gittin because the Gemara there discusses a get that was written on an Eved, and then the man gave the Eved to the woman. So the Tosfos makes the point that, well, even though it's Usher, he did it, and it would still qualify as a get. So Tosfos makes that point, implying that what? It's fine that, he also, in the course of that Tosfos, comments that, that even just writing on the Evid is going to be a problem based on this idea that we see that the ashes are usser, if not for the fact that it's Mishum Refuah or something, therefore it's Mutter, but otherwise it would be usser. So it sounds like the Tosfos is saying that it's a problem. When we assume the Rabban Nika, there would be an Issa Durabanan. So Hacha the Filu Afar Makal Asur Litin Al Gabi Makasa. Afilu Havia Hacha Isuri Duraisa. Okay, I think he says it here, right? That even though the Afar Makal is Asur Litin Al Gabi Makasa, the dirt of the, the ashes of the makla is also some kind of place you get ashes from. You're not allowed to put on the makav. Afilu havya hachisur d'oraisa mikol makom havi get. And even not only that, even if you had an isur d'oraisa, it would still be considered a get. So Tosos says, however, that putting the ashes there is a din d'rabanan. So yishlomer d'hachikar mivamanda asur litin afer ikei sur d'rabanan. V'ahavachikein ain't get mitznifsal. So what he seems to be saying is that that there are those that say that according to the opinion that prohibits putting ashes there, there's still an isur d'rabanan. And even so, the get's not going to be puzzled. Even if you have an issue d'oraisa, they'll have you puzzled. Even if it was an issue d'oraisa, that wouldn't affect the get. Okay? So, but that's a shita of Tosos. Everyone else seems to disagree. Rambam lo hiskir din zeh b'sof hilchos avodah zarah. Rambam doesn't mention that at all. Amash for the sphere lay to halacha command the shari. To e havi sover the hilchos a command. Also lo havi sasik minei. So Rambam assumes that it would be mutter to put this ashes thing on, because if it would have been a problem, so the Rambam would have said something about it. And then one last piece here, quotes from a Tosefta in Makos, that a roshim al avdo shalo yivrach pater. That just putting a roshim, just putting a tattoo on a eved, so that he doesn't run away. So this is the Beis Yosef's pater. So to brand an eved, so the Beis Yosef quotes a Tosefta saying that you're pater. So what does it mean pater? So it's unclear what it means, pater. Comes the Dark Moshe, says, V'nira li, demikol makam yisuri'ika. So the Dark Moshe comments, but it seems to me that there's still an iser, that there is a din d'rabbanan, at least, that it's going to be prohibited to do such a thing.
You said brand, but branding is really a different process. This, I assume, is referring to the tattoo.
Right, okay, he's referring to
the tattoo. Rather, like a hot iron.
Right, okay.
A mark that's usually used on cattle, obviously.
Yeah.
Not so much on people.
Okay, so the first issue. All right, so you're going to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, that's it. The rest of the siman really discusses the cutting oneself over the mason and things like that. So that will certainly save for next week. We're not going to finish this all this week either. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Kuf Pei Sif Aleph Ksuvas Kaka Hainish Asurit Al Basaru Umumali Makam Hasrita. So what is that? That's that you sorate al basar, you make a cut on the basar, and you fill it with dirt, odayo, or ink, oshar tzivoni haroshno, or other types of dyes that make a roshan. So does it make a difference which order you do it in? So the first shach says, no, it doesn't make a difference which order you avoid in kosi b'tseva t'chilav achach sorry b'makom b'tseva. So even if you put the color in first and then you make the cut so that the color then seeps in, that's going to be a problem. In either way, it's going to be a problem. What does it mean? Al basaro comes the shach and says b'chol makom she'asekein al basaro chayiv b'chol mashiyichov, and whatever you write as well is going to be a problem. What does it mean b'chol mashiyichov? B'chol mashiyichov, it sounds like not the avodah zara. I mean, don't think the avodah zara has an impact on this, right? It's not. It's the avodah zara is not an issue. We pass in regardless. It's going to be a problem. So the Pischei Tshuva here refers to what Bob was mentioning before. Bob, you knew about this with the writing?
I did not.
Okay, so the writing is discussed in Pischei Tshuva Aleph. Shesorid al basar, you put it on the basar. I am Tshuva's Mi'il Tzedakah. Shenistapek bedin ksuvas kaka le'inyan chiyuv malchus. Ibi'in shehebo osios asher heim muskamin. Does there have to actually be letters that everyone agrees to? Inema, or we say, Demichayev b'sritha b'alma, just drawing something at all is a problem. Oeza roshim shiya. Uvasof ha'la devi'inan ksav osius mamashin. He paskins that you actually need letters. El desagi afil v'os achas. But it's enough even if you only write one letter, as opposed to Hilchos Shabbos, where you need two letters. V'had aru makasim ufiyach ha'lav, l'kam and sanach gimel yishlomer, devikom makum midurabanan aser. That, however, the rabban is still going to be a problem. Inami demayir be'emes b'im shetiyah tzuras makaso. The makasa luchiyach alav. That's with the cut that you had, the wound that you had, and you fill it in with dirt. So the reason why that's mutter, Rav Ashi says it's mutter, is because the fact that you have a maka there that means everybody will realize exactly why you have what looks like a tattoo on your body. It's obviously because you had a wound there. So Benny says that the Rabbanah is going to be a problem, but then he goes on and says, but probably actually it is mutter to put the, to put that on. So that is number one. So number one, the Piskei Tshuva says, they have this Mi'il Tzedakah, that, well, it might only be, he paskins at least, that's only an Isser D'oraisa if you actually have a only letters. If you put pictures there, so then it might be a problem. That's a bit problematic, and why should that be? Why should letter of... why should a letter writing out the word tree be any worse than putting a picture of a tree? And why should that make a distinction? It's a little questionable why that should be, and not everybody passes that way, but at least when it comes to some of the shaylas having to do with tattoos, so that's an important sniff lahakel. And you have the Mi'il Tzedakah saying that it's only a problem if you write things, not a problem if you draw pictures. Now, something that's not mentioned explicitly here, but is mentioned in the Minchas Chinos, is the issue of, well, what if you only do one of the processes? Right? What if you, they keep saying you have to make these cuts, and you have to fill those cuts with some kind of ink. So it has to be two processes as part of this prohibition. So what if you only do one process of the two? So generally, when we learn halachos like this, so your immediate reaction is, well, I don't know, that sounds like an Isser D'Rabbanan, right? We have a concept called Chatzi Shir. We have a concept called, like in Hilchos Shabbos, we'll say a lot of things are Dinei D'Rabbanan when it comes to that context. So is this also going to be an Isser D'Rabbanan? So the Minchas Chinuch, should have made copies of this. Minchas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Reishon and Gimel, when going through this Mitzvah, so the first thing that he deals with is Shrita V'Ksiva, so it talks about flipping the order, so he quotes the Shachir that says even if you flip the order it's going to be a problem. And then he discusses the issue of Chad Minayu. Is Chad Minayu only doing Shrita or only doing Ksiva, is that going to be a problem? So the Rambam uses the term Pater. The Rambam uses the terminology pater, which sounds problematic. However, Das Kesef Mishnah says that the Gamkan the Mutter L'Chadchila. He says no. He thinks that it's Mutter L'Chadchila. And the quotes as well from the Mishnah Chachamim, I don't know who that is, who says that the Ram doesn't write that you're chayiv makas martus. That sounds like it should be mutter. But then he points out that there's plenty of other places the Ram just says pater, and it doesn't say anything about makas martus, and still says that it's a problem, and says that maybe it should be a dindur banan to write something that's going to be there for a while. He says that's a problem, the Minchas Chinuch says, because that means that you're not allowed to make any marks on your skin. I mean, you can't even write a phone number down on your skin, and that should be a problem. He says, however, the Minchas Chinuch, and he concludes Lamaisa, that he thinks that it's only really a problem if you write something that's going to be permanent onto your hand. So putting something that's going to last for a while without the cutting first, only putting the print on, so that's a problem, maybe D'Rabbanan. But just putting those temporary tattoos that last, that the kids put on, and last for a little bit of time, so that it doesn't last very long. The question is those henna tattoos. These henna things apparently can last a few months. What?
I didn't know that.
Henna, right? Henna is this stuff that that Sephardim use at parties that they put these things on, and that's henna. And they have henna tattoos that are these tattoos that last several months that people put on their bodies. So I looked a little bit online, some of these online question and answer things. So they seem to say it was okay. Even Din Online out of Lakewood, they had a question about henna tattoos, and they said that it is mutter, that lasting for a long time means a couple of years. Doesn't mean a couple of months, and thought that it was okay. What about Marisayan? Marisayan is... they said the Marisayan is not a problem if everyone knows that there's ways of doing it in a mutter way. Now, I don't know, I just looked at the three of you and mentioned henna tattoos, and you looked at me like you had no idea what I was talking about. What?
We didn't know what they were.
Exactly.
As soon as you told, you described it to me.
Right, so the fact that you don't know what it is a problem. Meaning, he was making up the assumption, oh, well, people know what it is.
Yeah, but if I see somebody with a henna tattoo, I think, well, it's a face paint or something. It's going to come off in a week.
No, these are professionally done. These are done in like tattoo places.
What color is it?
Like, you can make it whatever. I mean, you dye it. I mean, the henna that they use at the Sephardic parties is orange or brown.
What do they use it for at the parties?
They put it on people's hands and leave marks.
Okay, I mean, sometimes you go to a...
But that's not...
They stamp your hand with
it. Oh, right.
That's
so thing. So even those things they put those marks on, they last actually for a while. I did this, I had a henna, they have these parties called hennas, if you, right?
No.
Really? No? Oh, ask Dvorah Selber about it. It's like a big deal in that world. The henna is like, you know, the L'chaim or the Vort. It's a really big deal. And part of that is they put these, they put this stuff, I don't know really what it is, you put it on the back of your palm and
it stays
there for a while.
Does it mean
you're not paying again? It might, or maybe it means that you can't have any more beer. I don't know. Something like, I don't know. Or maybe it means that you voted already that day. They could last for a while, depending on how long you keep it on your hand. It could last for a week, 2 weeks, a month or so. But I think that the professionally put on henna tattoos last for a few months. So these people said it was okay. Marisai didn't think it was a problem because you see it. Everyone knows that these things called henna tattoos. So you can assume that that's a problem. I don't know how that works. I mean, Marisayan is by definition there's a mutter way of doing it. Otherwise, it would be Marisayan, it would be Usser. So it's unclear to me what that gether is that they're using. You could say that Marisayan is a problem if it's an outgrowth of what you're doing, but it's still, I don't know. If Marisayan is raised with putting a part of milk into coffee, so that's a problem because Marisayan, there's a mutter way of. I'm not sure why they were so quick to matter. That's my. I was surprised by that. The other thing they do raise is that these henna tattoos are given out in cultural places where the next step is to get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So I might want to dissuade somebody from doing it for that reason. Someone asked me about it once, and I wouldn't recommend it. That was my.
Even if it's not permanent, you wouldn't.
Even if it's not permanent, I wouldn't. Those, especially that sound, that's kind of putting you into another. You're entering into a new cultural place. No. A henna party is they just put something on your hand and you have a red dot on your hand for a month. This is you go to a tattoo parlor, instead of getting a tattoo, you get a henna tattoo, which means that they make a nice design on you, and it looks professional. It looks like a real tattoo, and it lasts for a couple of months, and then it starts to fade away. So I would avoid the latter. The former is all right. The footnotes here, in the footnotes in the Minchas Chinuch, quotes from a sefer. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer entitled Paschegen Haksav. He's on all shilas having to do with tattooing. So I looked around, I couldn't find a copy of the sefer online. I asked a few people, anybody knows any collectors of Chaim Kanievsky's farm in town, please let me know. We'll get a hold of this for next week. But in the footnote here, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that even according to Tosus that Hilz Chad Minayu might be a problem, that would only be to sketch but not to write. Why are we so quick to say writing is okay? So he says, because writing isn't chatzi shir, writing is nothing. Just writing on the surface of your skin is not part of the malacha at all. So to say that writing would be, there's two ways of looking at a prohibition that has two parts. You can say that it's that one part is the first step to get to the second part, or you just say the first step, that the second part is nothing. So we have prohibition of having milk and meat together, but you're not going to say, well, I have a prohibition of milk because it's chatzi shir of milk and meat. And there are other prohibitions like that. So there's a prohibition of oso v'espino, shechting two animals on the same day, a father and mother and child. So you're not going to say, well, I can't shecht one because I'm halfway to shechting the other one. So he says this here as well. It's a chatzi, it's not a chatzi malacha, it's rather, or chatzi isser, it's not even the starting point of the isser towards the second one. So it seems like most say that just writing a phone number on your hand and putting a sticker, even the temporary tattoos that come in cereal boxes, I think that people are matir those. Face painting also, people are matir those.
Is it to scratch your skin? That's especially.
So. Right. So he says the other way might be a problem.
And half, you already have an issue. Just
put yeah. So the so Rav Chaim Yossi suggests right the other way might be an issue. So he's not sure. Not all Rishonim say it, but he says there is a tosos that seems to imply that just Srita without the ink is Chatzi Shir. Yeah.
Hmm. But you're not allowed to cut your skin. I thought that was a separate halacha.
Well, even just to scratch a phone number into your something like that, that would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
But you don't have to shear.
No, but so that's, he's saying it depends which way you go. Just the ink without the scratching, that's nothing. But scratching before you put ink, that might be something. And as soon as that makes sense, what's the regular way of doing tattoos? Even though the Shach said whichever way order you go is still a problem, the normal way of doing tattoos, my understanding is you scratch and then you mm-hmm. and then you put in the ink. So scratching is then the first step to putting in the ink, as opposed to right just putting on ink isn't really the first step to scratching, even though it could be that technically it'd be able to be accomplished that way. You're looking for the pasuk.
That was the pasuk about
Yutes Chav Ches.
Which is what?
Oh, Vayikra. Kuvus Kakel or Kistin Zafen.
Tell me about Sarotes. I thought that was scratch. Would you say again? What was Chav what?
Well, the tattoo in the pasuk is Yutes Chav Ches. I'm not sure that's what you're looking for.
There's no Yitzchak. Oh, that's true. The Seret, the Nefesh, Lo Sit, and the Rifsarka. Yeah, okay, so that's the same concept. You shall not make a cut in your flesh.
Oh, that's the second half.
Sovet Kaka, Lo Sit, and that's the tattoo.
Yeah.
So first, just making a scratch is already a problem.
But that's over the dead. So it's right. Specifically connected to over the dead. That's the second half of the simon. Okay, Beis is the Imosakin alabasa, chafera osa shenasa lo patra elim kin seyev davar. So if you do this to your friend, that's the issue of misayeya. So yeah, say that till next week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks from now. Gimel, mutter litain afar makla al makaso. So that's the thing with putting the dirt on top of the maka. That is then permissible. So why is that? So it says the shach afar makla, the kol shekin afar ba'alma. That certainly is also a problem. Al makaso. The makasa mochiach alav she'inu osim mishum achukos of the kochavim el refuah tamaka. That it, because the wound is there, it's clear that you're only doing it for avodas kochavim. That you're not doing it for avodas kochavim. Rather, you're doing it in order to heal the maka, and therefore that is then permissible. Yeah, that then becomes permissible. Fine. So that is the general. That's it. Just simanim aleph and dalet is haroshim al avdo shelo yivrach pater. That would then be a dinderabanan, but the Ramah doesn't even recommend doing that. So those are the main issues with regards to tattooing. The shilas go. The main tattooing shilas have to. There's cosmetic tattooing. And then there's medical tattooing. So the cosmetic tattooing I came across in the Rabbi Jachter has a three-week running thing about the cosmetic tattooing. And he comes down by saying most assume that's a problem. What is the cosmetic tattooing is a woman who will like do their eyebrows and will leave it like that. And therefore you don't have to put makeup on your eyebrows. It like stays that way. You don't wax it. But that's something that is apparently done out there. It's good for like a long time. It's good for a year or 2 years or something like that. So he held that is also that's a din d'rabban, even if it's not a permanent, which it might not be permanent. What does permanent mean? So Rashi on Chumash actually says liolam, that you're not allowed to do it forever. But there are some Rishonim that say no, liolam doesn't mean forever. Liolam means a couple of years. If it's there for a long time, then it's going to be a problem. Nothing is really liolam, so if it's there for a long time, it's going to be a problem. So most poskim, I think, frown against doing those types of procedures. The flip side of it, and that I came across here, that Rabbi Bleich has a about 40-page article on the topic. are a couple of things. Some of Rabbi Reisman talked about, and some of Rabbi Leif talks about. One Rabbi Reisman mentioned, I heard him mention it before, this, and probably the story gets around, is the guy who becomes a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Reisman said it happened to him. So the guy became a Baal Tshuva, came to him, and said, you know, I was away for 10 years, but now I want to come back. So he said, okay, great, welcome back. I said, well, there's no problem with that. When I roll my arm up to put my tefillin on, I have a big, unsneous woman on my Malcolm Hatfillin. So is that then a, what should I do about that? So he, apparently the, what's the name of the Shaila Sechu, Betzil HaChachma, it's a Rav from Australia, who has a multi, I think 10 volume set of tshuvas, it's in LMS, the Betzil HaChachma. He has a tshuva on this, where he says, his first suggestion is, well, maybe you should put clothing on her, like just for the extra clothing. That's a problem, so you're tattooing more. You know, it's not a problem that way. But one etza that he gave was, Rabbi Reisman wasn't sure why he had to do anything. Rabbi Reisman said it's not a chatzitza because it's below the skin. A tattoo is by definition below the outer surface of the dermis. So he didn't say why. But if you have to do something, he thought that you could put a blotch there. You can't write on top of it. Just put in, if you put a henna tattoo on top or a sticker on top, that's a problem because that's a chatzitza to the tefillin. But he thought you could tattoo a blotch. Why would you be allowed to tattoo the blotch there? Because the me'il, according to this me'il tzedaka, so the me'il tzedaka is saying that letters are a problem, words are a problem, and pictures aren't. But even if you assume pictures are a problem, a blotch is not a problem. A blotch is not a picture. So Betzil HaChachma thought that would be mutter.
I thought that tattoos could be removed.
Yes, yeah, so tattoos could be removed. Yeah. So first of all, from my understanding, is A, it's very expensive. B, it doesn't always work. And C, it's one thing to remove, like, you know, I love Katie, and then all of a sudden you don't love Katie anymore, so now you put in I love Lucy or something. So that's one thing. It's just to erase like a small name, but to erase like a whole picture is you're going to burn off the guy's arm by doing so. That's very expensive and tedious and difficult to do. So this Betzil HaChachma, which I didn't see inside, apparently says that you can fill the, you just put ink in there and just cover it up, because not only is it a are you not making a picture, but you're also kind of erasing, rather than making a picture, you're erasing a picture, even though you're doing it by adding more ink, so that might have this room to be makeup. Another one that Rabbi Reisman had, and I remember hearing him talk about this on a Navi tape 20 years ago, this Shaila. Apparently when you get a colonoscopy, so hopefully they send the scope up there and looks around and hopefully everything is fine. If not everything is fine, they actually find something there, they remove it, or they will put a tattoo in that spot where they found something, some kind of radioactive tattoo, so that it will be able to be found more easily later on. So I just said, I was giving a share once on tattoos, and a guy raised his hand and said, you know, I'm a doctor who does colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. I've been violating Yisuri Doraisa every day for the last 25 years. So is that mutter? I mean, you're putting a tattoo, but it's inside the guy's colon. It's inside the. Right? So is that a problem? So
he realizes his skin though.
What?
It's not on his skin.
It's on his flesh. It's the same. So he said that in the sefer that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky wrote, that sefer. That's a great name. The Vashegan Haksav. So. He says there, he has a line where he's talking about something else, but he said, oh, that would be like tattooing inside somebody's stomach, I mean, implying that it's not a problem. So he thought, and here as well, would it be a problem? I think he said he asked, was that the question he asked for Pam? I don't remember if that was the question he asked for Pam, but he thought the question he asked for Pam was the one with the eyebrows, I mean, not the tattooing eyebrows to put in the dark. But the tattooing eyebrows for a cancer patient. Is there any heter for that? So that question is also extended. Apparently this is an issue. If a woman has a mastectomy, so when they reconstitute the breast, so they need to remake the nipple, so they remake the skin of the nipple, but in order to change the color, they tattoo the nipple on. That's apparently like regularly done. So that's your tattooing. So you have a couple of the kulas there, the ones that we mentioned, it's not writing, and certainly not l'shem avodah zarah. Then there's a further kula, which is mentioned by Rabbi Breit, and so others mention this as well, that if you're only trying to get to put what otherwise wasn't, a tattoo is when you're adding something that wasn't there before. Here you're just trying to bring back something that was before. So based on that, that would be reason to be make on a lot of these different procedures where you're just trying to, I mean, there's other types of plastic surgeries that they do if somebody has some kind of disformation in their face, something, so they could just tattoo a correction. So apparently those are mutter. I remember a couple of years ago, Rabbi Schechter did a session at the Youngersville of Woodmere on, it sounds like they, on plastic surgery. And they had three or four plastic surgeons that presented all of their issues. And it was funny, like, it was like an hour and a half long, this thing. And it sounded like these doctors had come, like looking for a fight. You know, like they had come saying, hey, we're going to tell him that it's mutter. And Rashad pretty much said everything's mutter. He said, it's for medical purposes, you're just trying to replace. Otherwise, the person's going to feel that they can't go outside, that they're going to feel that they're not going to be able to be socially active. So all that is grounds to be out there. Like, you hear these doctors like, okay. Like, I feel better now, I guess. that sounds good. So I think it sounds to me, I mean, all these require a separate shaila, but it sounds to me that many of these shailas, one has the room to be makel on, based on the fact that A, you know, you have a couple of snifim lahakel. Maybe it's not for vodazara. B, you're not writing. C, it's for... Of course, that's only din derabanan, and therefore you have the medical heter because dini derabanan are often docha in order to get somebody to be more socially active. And then the fourth heter is that you're just replacing something that was there before, as opposed to adding something that is not supposed to be there. So I think that is the most of the tattooing topic. See, Bob, you thought, what's the shiloh, right? You thought, what's the shiloh?
Yeah, I think it's great.